Good afternoon. Mid and high clouds will thicken and lower throughout the course of the day. A warm front will approach our area along with a band of showers. This band of showers is currently in western New York and central Pennsylvania. It's going to slowly and steadily track northeast through the course of the day. By later this afternoon, the leading edge of showers should be to parts of the southern Adirondacks, Mohawk Valley and Capital Region, as well as the Berkshires and points south. Just chances in the Lake George region and southern Vermont are looking likely at the time. The late arrival of the rain will likely result in warmer temperatures in the Lake George area, parts of the southern Adirondacks, and southern Vermont. Highs will be in the 60s to lower 60s in the Mid-Hudson Valley and northwest Connecticut, and will be in the mid to upper 60s across the northern areas to southern Vermont. This low-pressure system and its frontal boundary will keep the threat of showers going Sunday night and into the start of your Monday as well. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, we are going to see an area of low pressure usher in seasonally cool temperatures to the northwest and northern Rockies. Some spots in the Pacific Northwest may even see record cold low temperatures earlier this morning. In the wake of the storm's cold frontal passage, a dome of Canadian high pressure spilling down from western provinces will support the push of abnormally colder temperatures southward for the first half of the upcoming week. Places like the southern high plains will go from a more summer-like regime on Sunday to a feeling more like March kind of feel by Monday. Cooler temperatures are forecast to overtake the Mississippi Valley by Tuesday. Along with the colder temperatures, areas of mountain snow across the northern and central Rockies are likely to transpire both today and Monday. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, and at Cibola, Arizona, to a low of 2, just to the southwest of Big Sky, Montana. For those of you traveling across the northeast today in New York City, rain showers with a high near 59. In Boston, cloudy with a chance for rain and a high near 48. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a chance for rain showers and highs near 67. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 56, while the normal low is 36. The record high of 87 was set back in 2017, while the record low of 20 was set back in 1874. Today's sunrise was at 6:20 a.m. The sun will set at 7:33 p.m. That is a total of 13 hours and 12 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 48 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are going to see cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for some rain showers as our highs look to reach near the mid-60s. For the night tonight, we are going to see that chance for rain showers to continue. Skies will remain cloudy as well as our overnight lows drop down towards the low 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at cloudy skies this afternoon, and we're going to see our highs reaching into the low 60s. We'll see a chance for some rain showers as well as we work our way into the later part of the afternoon. For the night tonight, those showers are going to remain likely and will stay cloudy, with some patchy fog even developing at points as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to low 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at rain showers this afternoon as our highs reach near the mid to upper 60s. For the night tonight, those rain showers stick around as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at cloudy skies this afternoon with rain showers becoming likely, especially as we work our way into the evening. Highs look to reach into the upper 50s and low 60s for the night tonight. Those showers are going to remain likely overnight and cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into the low 40s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at cloudy skies this afternoon with showers becoming likely in the late afternoon hours. Our highs look to reach near the low to mid 60s. For the night tonight, those showers look to continue as our overnight lows drop down towards the low to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we continue to remain cloudy and see the chance for some rain showers on and off throughout the course of the day. Highs look to reach into the low 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.